Let's see. I don't, you know, it's about. There are a few monuments here and there, but I'm not, nothing I can really pinpoint at the moment.
What about features of land? Are there things like bays and or mountain ranges or anything like that?
No mountain ranges. there's, well, besides the river, you know, that really about covers it, I don't know.
What kinds of cars and trucks and aircraft would be used by the police and fire department?
Well, our fire department is and the police department, the fire department and things like the rescue and emergency thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have the best rescue system, emergency system in the country.
Yeah.
It was modeled after the, I think Los Angeles modeled theirs after ours, or either we modeled ours after the Los Angeles, California, but ours is supposed to be the best. We have rescue trucks and the paramedics that are trained and work out of the hospitals, and the fire department works along with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, they have all the modern equipment and everything. The police cars and everything are I think they're, let's see, late model Plymouths, and I think they have some Dodge Darts also, things like that.
What would the fire department use?
What would the fire department use? What, the, like, the cars, the chief's car and things like that, or?
Mm-hmm. And kind of different kinds
truck?
Of trucks. You
know. Well, they have all the typical things you see on emergency.
Yeah.
You know, the big, I don't really know what they're called, but they have the, a lot of them are painted that, what is it, chartreuse, or it's kind of a yellow color, really, instead of the red now, and
it's yellow now, so
some of them, but a lot of them are.
That's a good idea.
Instead
people
of
that are colorblind.
Yeah, they're supposedly you can see them better than the red ones. I guess you can anyway, but there are a lot of them are that way. They're the newer, the more modern looking ones, the square, you know, square off and everything. I don't know, you know.
Would you have pumper trucks and snorkel trucks?
I guess. I don't really know a whole lot about the equipment they have. Yeah, I mean, you know.
If someone had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might be sent by the fire department?
Well, I don't really know what it's called. It's just a smaller than a fire engine, but it's a fairly big size, big truck, I guess. It's got medical equipment that the paramedics can, or the, usually when, if you have a heart attack, well, the first people that would get here, for instance, we have a fire station right up the road, and they'd get here first. The rescue squad would be called also, and they'd have to come from Baptist Hospital, which is not very far away.
Yeah.
And they'd probably get here second, but the firemen would come in the smaller red truck and do whatever emergency procedures had to be done first before the rescue squad got there. The rescue squad comes in those, in the white, it's different from emergency, from Los Angeles. It's they come in white big truck kind of things that have all the equipment in them they need. It's almost like a hospital emergency room inside. They contain everything that, it's not an ambulance. It's got everything in it, all the equipment that's needed to, you know, that they might need en route to the hospital.
Yeah. What if the fire chief came to a fire alone, what might he drive over in?
I think they drive a kind of a station wagon type car. Red. Yeah. It's a red station wagon.
What would you call that, maybe?
Fire chief's car. I don't know.
Yeah. What about police vans? How big would a police van be?
Police van.